said on Friday it had revoked the accreditation of six British diplomats in Moscow. Lucy Fielder from Reuters has more.
The Izvestia newspaper cited the FSB, the main successor to the Soviet KGB, as saying that the British diplomats had recruited Russian teenagers, organized what it called provocations, and held talks in the British ambassador's Moscow residency with opposition figures. The FSB said it considered the activity of the expelled diplomats as, quote, threatening the security of the Russian Federation. It's an apparent display of Kremlin anger over London's support for Kyiv. The expulsions come ahead of talks in Washington between British Prime Minister Keir Starmer and US President Joe Biden. The allies are forecast to discuss letting Ukraine strike deeper into Russia with Western missiles. President Vladimir Putin warned on Thursday that such a development would alter the scope of the conflict and mean the West would be directly fighting with Russia.
Lucy Fielder from Reuters. The issue of whether Ukraine should use Western-supplied long-range missiles to target deeper into Russia is contentious, with Moscow arguing that it would escalate the conflict to a NATO war. Robert Wood, the U.S. representative to the United Nations, confirmed the U.S.'s commitment to supporting Ukraine.
Building an integrated air defense capability for Ukraine is a priority for us and others. We cannot let up. We are going to work with Ukraine to ensure they have the capabilities needed to defend themselves against Russia's missile and drone attacks.
However, White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby told reporters on Friday that the United States was not planning to announce any new policy on Ukraine and its use of long-range missiles. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, on the other hand, said on Friday that Canada fully supports Ukraine using long-range weaponry. This is VOA News. On Friday, the Hong Kong Journalists Association said many journalists are experiencing the largest-scale harassment of reporters in